Arms, yield for questions.
Questions on the bill. Representative Hardin, you're recognized for question on the bill. Gentleman from Oklahoma City, you're recognized. Explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill deals with notice provisions and airports related to wind farms. Yield for questions.
Questions on the bill. Representative Hardin, you're recognized for question on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, there's one section in there talking about private airports. I'm a little concerned that we're not going to give private airports the same kind of safety that we give other airports, the way this bill is worded.
The intention at this point, Representative, is to deal with that in a trailer bill.
Representative Park, you're recognized for a question on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just kind of go along with what Representative Hardin was saying. If I owned or had a private-owned runway right now, could they encroach up to, say, the fence line or anything else to where it would be a safety hazard trying to land on that runway where that they're going to build those windmills up to, you know, however close that they want to?
Well, the FAA wouldn't allow that right now, but they don't have a mile on it. So the answer is right now, no, like on the fence line, no. But the intention is to, in a trailer bill, to put the mile and a half setback back in.
For a follow-up, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now, in the mile and a half setback that it is right now, say if I had the private-owned runway and I was using it for crop dusting or whatever else, do you have any idea at all where the compromise, how close that we could be able to keep those windmills back? Because, I mean, right now, I mean, the FAA or whatever else, by the way the statute is going to read, they could come up to the fence line or whatever else. But do you have any idea if we would be able to set them back just a little bit?
I think the intention is in a trailer bill to have the mile and a half setback put in. The issue with it in this bill, as you know, this was part of the global wind agreement. When we're done hearing this, the Senate is hearing our bill. The issue was trying to figure out where we were going to do it, which agency we were going to have oversee it. But I think the intention is to put back in the mile and a half. So.
Representative Cleveland, you're recognized for question on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, or Mr. Floor Leader, Big Shot.
Yes, sir.
You're saying this is your intentions.
Yes, sir.
What happens if this doesn't, this is your intentions, but what could keep this from happening?
What could keep it from happening? I mean, I'm only one third of the puzzle, so I guess the governor or the pro tem could keep it from happening. They could.
For a follow-up, you're recognized.
Thank you. Sorry. Are you referring to the Senate side, or are you talking about the House side?
I've been told the governor's office is fine with the trailer bill. We're just trying to figure out which agency is going to be the agency that does the inspections, because the goal is to protect real airports, not fake airports. I mean, you're asking what could happen. I mean, I suppose the Senate or the governor could hold it up, but I find that very unlikely. But it's possible, but very unlikely.
Gentleman from Felt, you're recognized for a question on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So, Representative, if I understand this right, there will be a trailer bill to negotiate the terms of the setbacks?
No, the intention of the trailer bill will be to go back to the original agreement that was made to have the Avionics Commission. That was the original agreement. The original bill that was filed was the Avionics Commission would inspect real airports. We ran into a problem because the commission was incapable of doing that. So to fix the Shamport issue, we went ahead and ran the bill as is. But the goal would be to then come back, find a funding solution, and have the go back to the original agreed language.
For follow-up, you're recognized.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the very last part that you said.
The intent would go to the original agreed language.
Representative Perryman, you're recognized for question on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, you mentioned fake airports and sham ports. Are those the type of airports that black helicopters land and take off from? Is that?
No.
Gentleman from South Oklahoma City now moves the bill be advanced for general order. Without objection, that'll be the order. Third reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 593 by McCullough of the House and Schultz of the Senate, an act relating to wind energy.
The gentleman from South Oklahoma City now moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question for the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerks will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the halls. Roll call is in progress. Representative Bennett, John, votes aye. Representative Fricks votes aye. Representative J.P. Morgan votes aye. Representative Williams votes aye. Representative Forkiller votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change the vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative Wallace votes aye. Declare the vote.
92 aye, 1 nay.
Having received a majority of the vote, elected and constituted the House, I declare the bill to have passed.